It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And on this Memorial Day, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Neck's a little tight from this necktie.
Yeah, you're looking pretty spiffy there
today. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be going over to Bellingham to speak at their program today,
yes, I'm speaking at Bellingham's Memorial Day service. I think we have Sean Franson, right. Sergeant First Class Sean Franson, speaking in town here, and retired Command Sergeant Major Marty Wold in Dawson. I can't remember who's speaking in Marietta, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I saw if there was a particular speaker over there or not, but yeah. I'm sure they've got good programs put together all over, so...
I know it's a retired military officer.
Okay.
I know that.
We're going to be doing the program live on the air from the cemetery in Madison here at 11 o'clock, so...
I just thought of something.
What's that?
I got out as a buck sergeant in the Army. Madison's having a sergeant first class, and he's 7. Dawson's having a retired command sergeant major. I'm the lowest ranking person speaking.
Oh, okay, well.
Speaking in this county.
You should be honored then, right?
I guess.
I'm sure you are. So anyway, take time out to remember those who gave their lives for our country.
Absolutely, please.
On this Memorial Day. And then go have a barbecue after that. So enjoy
and,
the freedoms.
Hopefully some air conditioning.
That's that too. Yeah, it's going to be another warm one. So
I think it got to 101 yesterday.
Yeah, 102 actually.
Oh.
Yeah. They were talking about us on the Twin Cities TV stations. We were the hot spot in the state. So.
Well, my wife is in Los Angeles over the weekend here.
Nicer out there.
Hollywood. She said it was 65 degrees when I called her.
I'm going to say somebody out there posted like 57, you know, in the evening. So.
Yeah, I told her. Yeah. I said it's 101 here because according to my little Weather Channel app.
She picked a good time to go.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Absolutely. Today we're saluting a distant relative of mine, Staff Sergeant Harm Ralph Benega. He would have been my grandfather's first cousin. Harm was born on August 25th, 1910 in Meharan Township, just south of Marietta. He was killed in action on May 24th, 1944, northeast of Berlin, Germany. He was a son of Ralph and Anna Benega. He was buried at the American War Cemetery in Ardennes. He was a ball turret gunner in a B-17 Flying Fortress with the 532nd Bomber Squadron or the 381st Bomber Group. He was shot down northeast Germany. Legend has it that a lot of other people were able to bail out of the plane, but instead Harm saved somebody, saved the the tail gunner, he pulled him out of the plane, and Harm unfortunately didn't make it. Served during World War II. He earned the Air Medal with 3 oak leaf clusters and a Purple Heart. So we thank you, Harm, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to Harm and all of our other...
absolutely.
Especially those who gave their lives.
Yes, gave their lives in defense of this great nation.
And their families are still grieving, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
It's not something you ever get over. So.
Right.
Well, let's get to our topic here today. It's the VA expanding telehealth.
Yes, by allowing healthcare providers to treat patients across state lines. This press release came out on May 11th, discussing how veterans and providers can now have VA telehealth appointments regardless of state lines. VA announced a new federal rule that will allow VA doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers to administer care to veterans using telehealth or virtual technology, regardless of where in the United States the provider or veteran is located, including when care will occur across state lines or outside a VA facility. Previously, it was unclear whether VA providers could furnish care to veterans in other states through telehealth because of licensing restrictions or state-specific telehealth laws. But this new rule exercises a federal preemption to override those state restrictions, which paves the way for VA to expand care to veterans using telehealth. VA worked closely with the White House Office of American Innovation and the Department of Justice for implementation of this new rule. By enabling veterans nationwide to receive care at home, this rule will especially benefit veterans living in rural areas. like Bacaparral County, who would otherwise need to travel a considerable distance or across state lines to receive care. The rule will also expand veterans' access to critical care that can be provided virtually, such as mental health care and suicide prevention, by allowing quicker and easier access to VA mental health providers through telehealth. VA first announced this proposed rule titled Authority of Healthcare Providers to Practice Telehealth at a White House event last August, during which VA and President Trump launched the Anywhere to Anywhere initiative. In the announcement, VA also unveiled the VA Video Connect, which is a video teleconferencing app for veterans and VA providers through this new rule. I've used this, and it works very well. The VA says they can use any smart device with a camera and a microphone and video capabilities, so basically a smartphone or a tablet, to have appointments, you know, sometimes in the comfort of your own home.
Okay, that's handy.
Yes, very handy. It saves, some veterans around here, if they have a, you know, appointment with a specialist in St. Cloud or Sioux Falls or Minneapolis, they're going to have to take an entire day off of work, drive at least 2.5 hours to have this appointment. But if it's something that can be done over telehealth or video teleconference,
why not?
Taking one day off of work, or taking 1 hour away from work, is a lot better than taking a full day off of work.
All right. So if you want to go to the cities or St. Cloud or wherever, it's been 3 hours to get there and 3 hours to get back.
That's
plus,
right.
Plus your appointments. That's a
yes.
Day pretty well gone.
Yes. To learn more about the VA's telehealth Anywhere to Anywhere initiative, you can go to the VA's Office of Connected Care at connectedcare.va.gov. And, of course, you can contact this office and, of course, the Veterans Linkage Line.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office.
Closed today.
Closed today. All county offices are closed today.
All government offices, I think, in general are.
Yes.
And businesses, a lot of them are closed today. So.
Yes. Otherwise, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. And again, don't forget, Josh will be speaking over at Bellingham. What time is that again?
10:30
this morning. So take that in, and if not that one, another Memorial Day program somewhere.
Yes, or at least, take a moment to pay some respect to those who have given their lives and sacrificed to this
country. That's right. And then enjoy your day.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here for Vets Info on the Air.